Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Сердечно вас вітаю у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпаторусинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські співанки. Тож презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music. And today is Sunday, August 30th, 2020. The heat has returned this week. As I mentioned last week, I'm ready for the cooler weather. Well, maybe one of these days it will start getting cooler. We're going to start off today's program by going to Slovakia with Kazala mi mama. My mom told me I was going to be married. And Spivam Spivanochka, I sing a song.
Я раз дозрію, і я раз дозрію, як у Боги житло. дівочку ховати, бо бабрів веселу дівочку ховати.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute online by going to the CRS webpage, c-rs.org, click on Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program, c-rs.org, Donate Russian Heritage Radio Program. Last Friday, August 28th, we remember the 71st anniversary of the liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church in Transcarpathia in 1949. At the conclusion of World War II, after the Soviets liberated and illegally annexed Transcarpathia and incorporated it as part of Soviet Ukraine, The communist authorities began to persecute the Greek Catholic Church. At the time of the Soviet occupation of Transcarpathia in 1944, the Eparchy of Mukachevo had 280 parishes with 461,000 faithful and 354 priests. There were also 5 bazillion monasteries with 50 monks and 3 convents with 50 bazillion sisters. The Soviets confiscated all of the monasteries and convents. The religious were imprisoned or dispersed. They confiscated all of the eparchial buildings, including the episcopal residence, and closed the seminary in 1946. 225 priests were condemned to forced labor in Siberia. 40 never returned. The bishop of Mukachevo during this time was Blessed Theodore Oromja. After many confrontations with the authorities and his staunch stance to remain Greek Catholic, Bishop Oromja was poisoned by the NKVD, the predecessor of the KGB, under orders from Nikita Khrushchev in October of 1947. Bishop Oromja's successor, Bishop Alexander Hira, was arrested and sent first to Siberia, then to Kazakhstan, with an injunction by the Soviets never to return home to Transcarpathia. Bishop Alexander Hira died in 1983 in Karaganda, Kazakhstan. The official plan, named the Plan of Law Enforcement Activities for the Liquidation of the Greek Catholic Church in the Transcarpathian region of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, was approved by Minister of State Security of the Ukrainian SSR, Sergei Savchenko, on January 14, 1948. Priests who refused to renounce Catholicism were arrested and imprisoned. Greek Catholic churches were turned over to the Russian Orthodox Eparchy of Mukachevo and Uzhhorod for its use. Other property was confiscated by the state. The Soviets finally annulled the Union of Uzhhorod that was in place since 1646, and the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo was officially liquidated at the annual Assumption Pilgrimage on Sunday, August 28, 1949, at St. Nicholas Monastery in Chernechna Hora. Despite such repression, the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo continued to survive during the Soviet era as an underground church with a secret hierarchy. In the late 1980s, as a result of political changes that rocked the Soviet Union, the hierarchy came out from the underground and in 1989 was allowed to function as a legal entity, but the church was returned only after several years of stubborn struggle on October 10, 1991. With a solemn rededication that took place on January 7, 1992. With the help of the Byzantine Catholic Church in America, a new seminary was opened in Uzhhorod in 1995. In terms of jurisdiction, the eparchy was restored on the basis of historic tradition and canon law, whereby it retained its status as a distinct church community directly under the authority of the Holy See in Rome.
Я жадам спад, спокойно спад, не давай, ти же биш преривал сон. Ютре новий день лем за нас. Окупай же у нових духов і зажень дурний. Чай, кротчай.
In mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also find the most current issue, the August edition of the GCU magazine. So that's GCUUSA.com, or give them a call, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com.
Oh,
Before we sign off today, just a reminder that if you want to look at any of the videos produced by the Carpatho-Russian Society, please go to our YouTube page, youtube.com, and look up Carpatho-Russian Society. As you watch our videos, you can also watch videos from our friends, such as the Summer Seminar Series from the Carpatho-Russian Research Center, or any of the offerings from LEMCO with History. So that is youtube.com, and look up Carpatho-Russian Society, John and Helen Timo Foundation, or LEMCO with History. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krásny týždeň. S Bohom.
Маричко, ти чуєш ого-го-ого-го, а люби мене голого-голого. Без сорочки, без гати, будемо ся бавити. Маричко, ти чуєш, добра, будь, а ти за мене не забудь, не забудь. Бо як Саня забудеш, нігда моя не будеш. Висить, ябко висить, айбо впасти мусить. Котра дівка файна, замуж вийти мусить. Марічко, ти чуєш, о-го-го-го-го, а люби мене голого-го-го-го. Без сорочки, без гати, чуєш, добра будь, добра будь, а ти за мене не забудь, не забудь. Бо як Саня забудеш, нігда моя не будеш. Марічко, ти чуєш, о-го-го-го-го, а дай ми води з погара білого. Дай ми ся напити, буду тя любити. Висить, явко бо впасти мусить. Котра дівка файна, замуж вийти мусить. Марічко, ти чуєш, о-го-го-го-го, а люби мене голого-го-го. Без сорочки, без гати, будемо ся бавити. Марічко, ти чуєш, добра будь, добра будь, а ти за мене не
I would like to thank everyone who supports this broadcast. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Or you can call me at 412-877-9351 or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брата і сестри, бажаю сердечко вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш нясний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730 або 96.5. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!